Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94. Vice President refutes claims of power exports. ZRA aged to intensify sensitization on taxes. And Tanzania Suluhu takes early lead as post-election violence escalates. Good afternoon. With the main news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamuno. Vice President Motalena Lumango has dismissed allegations that government is exporting electricity, describing such claims as misleading to the nation. Speaking in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Lumango explained that the country has been facing inadequate power supply due to economic and population growth as well as the effects of recent drought. Mrs. Lumango was responding to a question from Mukoshi South constituency Member of Parliament Davis Chisopa, who questioned why the government was already exporting electricity at the expense of Zambians. She further noted that power export contracts were signed during the Patriotic Front PAF administration, and these agreements have contributed to the current shortages, which however have been halted. Mrs. Lumango attributed the current electricity challenges to the failure of previous governments to invest in alternative energy sources to match the nation's economic and demographic growth. I know we are politicians, but I believe in politics of sincerity. Let us acknowledge our weaknesses where they exist, but do not mislead the Zambian people, said Mrs. Lumango. She added that the UPND government could have achieved more had it inherited a stronger foundation, but it is now focusing on investing in alternative power generation to ensure sustainability energy for the future. Mrs. Lumango assured that Zambia will have sufficient power supply by 2026 owing to government's ongoing investments in the energy sector.
So we have gone back to those contracts and stopped, negotiated. Then you are saying we are exporting. I was talking of independent power traders. Because some people have been coming here shouting names of companies. The independent power purchasers are the ones who buy power from South Africa. They buy power from Mozambique. And yes, Honorable, they use our infrastructure. And they pay what is called wheeling charge.
The Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has expressed concern over the decision to hire 700 welders from Peru to repair a code box, calling instead for greater investment in local skills development and employment opportunities for Zambians. ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Muziamba states that while the organization understands the urgency of the repair project, it questions the rationale behind sourcing foreign labor when Zambia has a growing pool of local talent that could be trained and empowered to take on such work. By prioritizing local talent, we can create employment opportunities, foster economic development, and build self-sufficiency, said Mr. Muziamba. He emphasized that developing the country's own skills base will ensure that future challenges are tackled without relying on external expertise. Mr. Muziamba also highlighted that investing in skills training is essential for national development and further aged government and relevant authorities to develop and implement comprehensive training programs to prepare Zambians for roles in key industries and give preference to local workers and businesses wherever possible.
We express concern over the recent decision to hire 700 welders from Peru to fix the code box. While we acknowledge the urgency of the situation, we question the logic behind seeking foreign expertise when there is a pool of talented Zambians who could benefit from skills training and employment opportunities. Zest believes that investing in skills training for Zambians is crucial for our nation's economic growth and development.
Economic analyst Nela Kopakopa has urged the government to expedite the establishment of a mining watchdog to monitor mineral exports and promote value addition within the country. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kopakopa emphasized that operationalizing the mining watchdog would help transform the mining sector and ensure greater investment returns for Zambia. He noted that enhanced oversight in the export of minerals could also contribute to stabilizing the kwacha against the US dollar, thereby strengthening the economy. There's need for the government to realize this goal and move quickly to establish a stronger market base for foreign exports and investment, said Mr. Kopakopa.
They will have to engage Facebook, or unless people are only paid through the established bank account, because I can have 10 mobile numbers and I can choose to get paid through a mobile number if I'm supposed to be paid for the services that I do online. So you see, it may be cumbersome to make that happen. The intention is good. If at all those influencers that they're targeting are making enough revenue so that they can contribute to the taxation of the taxes of the country.
Minister of Tourism Rodney Sikumba has arrived in Cairo, Arab Republic of Egypt, to attend the official opening ceremony of the Grand Egyptian Museum scheduled for 1st November 2025. The minister is representing President Hagainde Hichilema at the invitation of His Excellency Mr. Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, President of the Arab Republic of Egypt. During his visit, the minister will hold a bilateral meeting with Mr. Sharif Fathi, Minister of Tourism and Antiquities of Egypt, and engage with key institutions and private sector investors. Speaking upon arrival, Mr. Sikumba noted that these engagements aim to strengthen cooperation in tourism development, heritage management, and cultural exchange between Zambia and Egypt. Mr. Sikumba stressed that Zambia's participation in this historic opening is not only a testament to our shared cultural values, but also a reaffirmation of our commitment to positioning tourism and heritage as the key drivers of sustainable development. We now join Chela Selwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station. It's trading in the currency market. I'm looking at Absa, where they're trading at 21.1 and selling at 22.43. Those Standard Bank are taking up to 22.2 on a buy, and of course at 22.45 somewhere on a sale. International market is 1.15, that is 1.31 pound. South African rand on 17.32. I think Chinese one 7.11. Indian rupee, the usual 8.17, just about 8.8. And of course, I've seen Japanese yen 178. On the commodity side, it's 428 on the corn, 526 on the wheat, 6313 cocoa lovers, 1106, that is beans. And I've looked at the stock market, so Dow Jones is 47769. Lusaka Stock Exchange doing well, 25459. 0.89 London Stock Exchange 93.15. Brent crude sort of comes down to 6459 and away from the 6.5 we saw yesterday. Barrel 60.1 are flying, that is JQL. And for those who are looking for gold lover is 4015.99 announced. And treasury bills results are out. The government was looking for 2.2 billion quite up. They cherry picked of 1943 that went in, that billion, right? And they just cherry picked 1 17 18.26. So that's okay, an appetite on treasury bills. So all in all, those interested in copper price come down from $11,000 return to 10,854, 15,205. That is your Nikkei. Now, Kwacha, where upside is 22.1, and again it's 22.49. I think they're gonna come down. That's my take. It's the last day of the month. They usually do that. We have a weekend coming ahead of us. Usually they're cautious. So Standard Bank, where they're 22.2, I don't see them hanging there for a long time. Probably before the end of the day, they'll be done. So enjoy the entire lunch and lovely weekend. Happy New month, next month, November, on a Monday, report back to you. It's bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In Africa news, President Samia Suluhu Hassan has taken a commanding early lead in Tanzania's controversial general elections even as the country reels from violent protests, a nationwide lockdown, and